Yo, Nicole is a working girl. Trabajo nuevo a cinco. Nueve a cinco. What a way to make a living. Trabajo nueve a cinco.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Do-do-do-do. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
They French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
But she don't like it because in my like dreams it. I don't work.
In her dreams she doesn't
Who
work.
Who does?
Who does?
I support that.
We all want a sugar daddy.
I want a sugar daddy.
We all do. Good for her for saying the quiet part out loud.
I'm glad that the phrases that she has learned, the essential phrases she's learning in English will actually be useful for her.
What they will. Yeah, that's true. It's true. Yeah. Good for her.
I love to hate her. Both the producers have figured out in season four how best you don't make Lydia and Nicole sympathetic.
Don't humanize them.
No, because they're barely human.
Yes, we don't want to see that.
This is the Family Chantel.
This is the Family Chantel.
Episode two. No turning back now.
I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. I don't know that one.
It's an invitation hymn that Protestant churches would do.
Okay.
And they do it so many times. Like, I can feel someone else wants to come to the altar.
It's like, weird. We just want to get it.
But telling
I go to a closed room telling an old man my secrets, not an altar all, with everyone.
Telling all of your personal secrets.
Yes. I know. I make a joke. I say that's weird because people be like, that religion's weird. And I'll go, bitch, they're all weird. They're all weird.
Yeah, it's all weird.
It's all weird. Also, I think it's weird. I think Pedro wants to actually fuck his car.
It's like that My Strange Addiction where you want to, like, you're in a relationship with, like the a woman tilt-a-whirl.
Who married, yeah, the woman who married the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's interesting. It is a symbol of what Pedro thinks success is, and what Pedro's American dream is very different than Chantel's American dream, which in a way was brought on by her parents. And Pedro's American dream is about success, material things, and also to. And that's not bad. That's just what he's thinking of it, and also the appearance of having it all together. And that's his success, and that is how he is defining himself and is defining his worth. And what he's realizing is his wife doesn't share those values because they haven't had a chance to really talk about it until now.
They've never talked about it because they don't talk about it. Yeah. It's so yeah, they
it's
both
shocking.
And you know, you talked about this, I don't remember if it was a watch alongs or last episode, but a lot of it too is I feel for both of them actually, but Chantel was raised to be a princess.
Yep.
And that is in complete opposite with his values of how because I don't feel like Pedro wants a wife who's just going to be barefoot, pregnant, and cook and clean.
He does not.
I don't think he wants that. But I think he does expect more of an equality of chores or things like that. And Chantel doesn't do those
things. She doesn't want to do anything. Yeah. And And the thing is, actually, it's different than that. It is that she doesn't want to do anything that she doesn't want to do, doesn't yeah. really want to do. It's like going out with his coworkers. No, I don't want to do that. And it's like anything that doesn't suit her own purposes, she doesn't want to do.
But well, okay, so do you think, I agree with you. I think there's a bit of that. But do you also feel like, I feel like Chantel, in a weird way, is painfully insecure.
I agree with that too.
So yeah. I think it would be, but she doesn't want to say that and then go, because she would be like, probably, I bet she would think, what am I going to talk to them about? I'm just going to sit there.
Well, there are going to be other women there, and she's going to have to, in her head, say, I'm prettier than they are. So she'll act kind of stuck up. Mm-hmm. And that's how she deals with her insecurity. Mm-hmm. And they'll think that she's cold and aloof. Mm-hmm. But she won't because they're not part of her tribe. Because y'all, think of the people we've seen Chantel interact with, her family and that group of friends that we saw
that she probably
went to high school or college with. And maybe that was all the way back from Cheer.
Probably because we see her mom is the same. I don't think her mom has a lot of female
exactly.
friends at
it
all.
Is a very insular group. You stick with your tribe. And you don't have a lot of friends outside. What was that poor friend who set up her wedding everything? Remember that poor put upon friend?
What was we saw her the first season and never again.
No, she cut ties.
Oh, she did. She was like,
that
no.
poor friend. And even like Chantel, when she went to Greece, y'all, she didn't take her friends. She took her twerk instructor and he does her hair. All these people are on the payroll. This is not someone who has a lot of friends, and that's a value. And she can't play. She can't hang. Chantel can't hang.
No.
And it's starting to become apparent to Pedro that they're not going to be a power couple. And what he wanted.
Which she probably doesn't want that. I think she just wants more of the white picket fence and someone to love her.
And someone to be, someone to spend time with and to be his best friend. Because y'all, what she's realizing now is Pedro's finding more in common with everyone he works with because they have the same values and doesn't not so much with Chantel.
And also they have values and similar... I don't want to lump them all in the same, but like he said, he's around Spanish-speaking people.
Exactly.
So it's
he's finding friends.
Some
and
shared
she
traditions.
She does not
and
like it.
She doesn't like it. Y'all, this is really good to watch and also hard to watch because it is.
You know what's
like,
coming?
It's the beginning, yes, of the end. So.
And every time I'm watching Antonella go, ooh, boy, you're young. And I'm watching you with your eyes on Pedro.
Yeah, y'all. We don't
know. As soon as Chantel meets Antonella, it's going to be bad.
We don't know spoilers. So again.
We don't.
So if there's any of that, please put it before the comments on if you're on in Patreon
don't put it in the
or
comments.
Supercast.
Don't put spoilers.
Yeah, really. Even if now that we're on Spotify, because you can comment, maybe leave those out.
Just leave out spoilers altogether.
Yeah, because some people are watching new with us, and Poodle and I also don't want to see it because that would ruin it for us when we do the watch-alongs.
You care about spoilers. Well, that's true with watch-alongs.
No, because Poodle can't recreate things, y'all. If you spoil him, if you spoil him.
You know what? I don't like being inauthentic. That's
you don't.
Me.
You don't. I'm not judging you for it. I'm saying that.
I kind of refuse to be.
Yeah, if they ruin it for you, then they're going to ruin the watch-along experience.
And I'll say that this was ruined for me.
Yep.
So I won't.
He won't try even try.
I won't even try.
He will wet fart in the middle of your rose garden.
Yep. I will basically take a bye.
Yeah.
To use a sports metaphor.
Sure. I don't even know what that means.
Come on. You grew up in football country.
Take a bye
is when you get like you win enough games so you don't have to play that week. No, don't. No. You should know that by growing up in high school football.
I actively avoided football until I was
the
mascot.
I was
going to
say.
But that was about me. I had fun and I was with all the cheerleaders. Pedro should bring me. I am great meeting coworkers. I kill y'all. If your husband doesn't want to go meet your coworkers, bring me.
I saw you today at where we do our Pilates. Just taking meetings basically after your Pilates class.
I love one of those people
who just like hangs out.
Oh, well, Patty and I were talking, her dad died, and we were talking about dad's dying and all this stuff. We had a great time. I think we might
this
go
is,
to coffee.
By the way, this is another instructor at...
Yeah.
And why do you know this person?
I just see her every time I go in, because she's always teaching, and she's talking about her family's from Belize, and we were talking about...
How'd you talk to her?
What? We just started saying hi. She just said, how are you doing? She was wearing a cute shirt one day.
There you go.
And so I was like, oh, I like your shirt. She said, thank you. And then she told me she's into horror films. And then we started talking about films and all this. It was great. She's got two kids.
No, that's
sweet husband.
But that's when you have two sentences and you go, okay, have a good day.
It's not how I do it.
I know.
It's not how I
know.
I do it.
What a nightmare.
I loved it. I thought I could be like Rosie O'Donnell. I should go in and talk to prisoners. I would love it.
No, we're not talking about Rosie O'Donnell.
Even though people seem to love it.
I still proclaim that it was completely off topic and it was a very long digression. And there were a lot of listeners who were equally confused.
But they loved it anyway. All right.
This is...
Hey, we want to...
Hey.
I always scream at me. Every time I say hey, it scares you.
It does. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, we forgot to talk about this last time, and I want to be able sure to make this announcement for everybody, too, in the Patreon, the RG Plus and Supercast. The YouTube Live will be an hour this month because we did not have it last month. So we just want to remind people it's going to be on the 24th.
Thank you. November 24th. That's the week
before
Thanksgiving.
I'm going to be flying back from Napa that day, so I'm probably going to be wine drunk. Just slurry.
Maybe I'll have a couple with you in solidarity.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So either
or
I'll be really hungover and won't be able to drink.
Oh my God, wine hangover? The worst. Remember, you're supposed to spit.
Yeah, I don't spit. You can quote me on that.
Oh God.
Never have, never will.
That's
what they called me in college. No spit, Maddie.
I don't swallow most of the time. I don't really enjoy it.
Well... Normally, usually they're dicks in my mouth and they don't tell me. And so...
What? No, that's a courtesy.
Well,
come on.
When you're with some of the guys like I am, they're not really good at the courtesy tap.
They're not good with the language or the communication.
Language.
Yeah.
Culture. They don't have to do that to their wife since they're on the DL. It's a problem.
That's a non-negotiable for me. You need to tell me. Also, I can kind of tell when it's happening.
I can tell when it's happening. So in their defense, me doth not protest. I pretty much, yeah.
You doth protest too much. Yeah,
yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. I'm going to have to skip the calories. I've already gotten what I wanted out of it.
Yeah, I feel like you have. Also, yeah. Too, I don't think anyone is probably coming for you around your mouth area.
Fair. I just go, and I spit, and I go, ding, in the cum spittoon.
In the cum
spittoon in the corner. Ding. Off the backboard.
Oh, my God.
Three-pointer.
No net.
Nothing but net. Ding. We need that sound effect.
We do. What other podcast?
I'm
as
a
you
mess
say?
Today.
You,
it's the wind.
Kind of a mess today.
It's the wind.
It's the week. We're recording this on Monday, November 4th. So
the election has me on the rails.
We hope
I need
that,
to get railed.
Yeah, we hope that all of you are listening have had a calm week. Hopefully,
well, it's Thursday. Yeah. We're recording this on Monday, so we already know what happened, or
Yay.
We don't. And it's worse.
Or we're still waiting. Hopefully we're not still waiting.
No, I think we will be. I think we'll be waiting until Monday.
I think so too.
Yeah. Or I think Friday, hopefully.
So if you're stressed,
it's a big blowout and we don't We don't know.
We hope that this is an hour for you to just turn it off, y'all. Enjoy yourself.
About the dissolution of a marriage.
Yeah. Yeah. How fun. How fitting.
So Pedro is washing Betsy, and he's never does the machine car wash. He only hand washes her. But in the music that's like, they have circus music for this.
They do.
It's funny to watch Pedro react to American things. And he does call his mother. She's like, she just started reaching out. She didn't apologize, though. She just kind of swept it under the rug. Mm-hmm. That is what Lydia always does.
Yep.
He's telling her about Chantel being in
He says too that, like, I now know why she's the person she is.
Yeah.
But talking to her, she's like a rock sometimes. Yeah. Or I would say all the time. Sorry.
Like a rock. Down in your street. Like a rock. Down against the wind.
You were so keyed up and anxious and like a ball. You're going to be, we're recording watch-alongs tomorrow for the next two episodes.
Like a rock.
You're going to be crazy tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot. Better prepare. Take a gummy.
I think I'm hot.
Maybe you should wear football pads for me hitting you. Do you have any football pads like for role play? Maybe I have some in the closet somewhere.
I don't want to touch those.
Oh boy. Anyway.
That's going to be fun.
So he basically says Chantel's gone, and Lydia's like, I have no relationship to Chantel. She's married to my son, but that's it. But he says, I'm relaxed now. And she's like, why aren't you relaxed when she's around? So now, y'all, this is all going to be about getting under his skin and turning him against his wife.
Yep.
That's what she's going to do for the rest of their relationship.
Yeah.
Which she already kind of did already.
Which is what Mama Karen has done to Chantel, too.
Yes.
We don't see it as much now because she thinks they're on better terms. But she did it the entire first three seasons.
Don't worry. It's going to happen. Yeah, you're right. Karen did this. Karen was, what's the word? Where they're always butting in. A Budinsky. And so she's talking about, she's like, well, Chantel never cleans. She never organizes. The word choice is very important because it feels like he even said when he's cleaning the house, he's like, got to keep up the front of the house, got to keep up the back of the house, got to make everything look good because we're homeowners now. In other words, this is something that we own and we need to take pride in it. And other people are watching us to see how we take care of things.
Yes,
and
very much so.
That has changed for him because now he's got a career, he's moving up in the world, and I got to make sure everyone realizes I'm on top of things.
Yeah, I think very much.
And that's a value he's always had, but he's never really had anything to take care of.
Well, it's just now, it's like now we're
like the car.
It's honestly, it's like now Chantel is seeing, I think, what's surprising her, but now she's seeing the real Pedro.
Yep.
And she's going to feel like this was a bait and switch and that he was duplicitous the whole time probably and was faking or frauding her.
No, this has been him. He's been this way the whole time.
I think he's been this way this whole time, but it also he's either kept his mouth shut or he couldn't say things because Chantel was a breadwinner, and he felt like he had no voice, so he went along with things more. But I agree with you.
He was the breadwinner. He just didn't have a career before.
Yeah,
he made the money.
Yeah,
by working in the warehouse.
True, yeah,
I don't think she made a lot of money in school.
He said we're making. He said, "quote We're making a lot of money."
Yeah.
So yeah.
And money, y'all. I don't have to tell you this. Money's the reason why marriages end. Well, that and
someone
suspiciously falls off a mountain. But
I don't think anybody here has experience.
Sometimes
with that.
It's a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad. Most of the time, it's good. Yeah. For some people.
Yeah.
And so he basically says, Lydia says, "What kind of wife do you have that she doesn't want to do this? You need to tell her how it is in the DR." And Pedro says she can be selfish. She only wants to do things for herself. And this is even more clear. When I see the neighbors, I see the other people, and the wives are helping their husbands outside, and they're doing it together, and I'm always by myself. So in other words, that's why what he's saying is very specific. He's like, I don't feel supported. In other words, I don't feel supported like a wife does for a husband. And because he's supported her. He supported her by cleaning and doing that. And now when it's time to kind of be now when it's time to be to like cosplay as a couple and go out with his friends and become a power couple to support him, she's not willing to do it.
No. And I bet she doesn't take hardly any interest in his job. She probably doesn't ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Y'all, that's part of being in a relationship. You got to ask somebody
whether
about
you want to or not.
Yes. You got to ask them about their boring fucking job.
I was in a relationship with 2 years with someone, and I had absolutely zero interest in what he did. But I asked, and I tried to feign interest.
Same. That's what you do.
I tried. Anyway.
Yeah, I try too. And we're both great examples of how those things work out.
Yeah. So... she's like asking Lydia, she's like, how's the crazy lady, Nicole? She's like, she's got a new project. She's want to be in the pageant. But more importantly, she broke up with the man. She broke up with the guy. And Pedro is dying. And Lydia's in her talking head says, Alejandro was the problem with our family at the time. Not Nicole, not all the secrets.
Not any of them.
She must have gotten an order from him to make that incident at the hotel. That didn't come from Alejandro, y'all. That came right from the diseased mind of Nicole.
It sure fucking did. I bet she even thinks the way Pedro acted was
she
spurred
does.
On by Alejandro.
Alejandro. Mm-hmm. All Alejandro.
Because he says he liked to see them fight.
Yeah. And Pedro is still mad at Nicole. And he says, because she chose water over blood.
Remember that sentence. Mm-hmm. Because Pedro lives by that creed.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway. Yeah,
which Pedro would too if I felt like my father abandoned me and didn't.
Yep. That's all you got.
Yeah.
So we can stay in Atlanta. And then we'll go to Tijuana.
Sure.
Pedro is cleaning and dancing and cleaning.
Dancing
and that's where he's saying, as a homeowner, I have to maintain the front, the back. I have to make sure all the outside looks good because otherwise someone will judge me.
And yes, you don't want to look poor. You don't want to look dirty.
And he's got the other pressure on him as an immigrant and as someone who has dark skin who's an immigrant.
Yeah.
And so... That's on him. It's an extra thing that Chantel won't really ever understand, I think. The idea of that to succeed, I need to, because they were not raised poor, the Everetts.
No, and also I'm sure it's sunk in, but like clearly, especially Karen, but Thomas too, because he's complicit, but they're xenophobic horribly. Yeah. And so by proxy, you know. There, that has to like, even though she might not recognize it, that has to filter into Chantel's brain in some ways.
So, and River comes over and y'all, they're just bros now.
They're bros.
River.
It's like an episode of Perfect Strangers.
It's so weird how parts of that show are just cemented in my brain. Like the whole theme song, the entire theme like the entire opening of that show, I can like see it shot by shot.
I know you can. I know.
And so
I don't know what would appeal about two men who are strangers just living together.
Just meeting up.
Meeting. I don't
related
know.
Related to each other.
Why would you be interested in this at all, Poodle?
One is Eastern European.
Yeah. One is literally from the Dick Riviera.
Yeah.
Y'all, because so, Balky's got a huge dick.
Oh, yeah. Bronson Pinchot hung. and she's like, Chantel says I'm not handicapped. I mean, handyman.
Handyman.
So there's a little bit, y'all, they're going to put together a bookshelf. And the funniest thing is they're trying to put it together. And Pedro immediately just says, I don't need the instructions. Dominican, and it's all up here. I agree with this sentiment because I think if you can build and you have extra parts, the fewer parts you use, the more you win. I'm skeptical of instructions.
I've seen you put something on a table and it crashed to the floor.
Well, it's not built well by me.
No, he's
there are too many things. There you give extras.
I one of the most frustrated.
I can build by instinct.
Yeah, the most frustrated. One of the times I've seen Poodle the most frustrated was when he was trying to put together a bookshelf.
It was rough. Yeah, I now have a better. Now I have a better solution for that. I just find someone on TaskRabbit to do it for me.
Oh, yeah.
It's y'all. It's wonderful, and they don't even charge you that much money.
There you go.
It's for totally
some people,
worth
it. Some people, it's not. It's hard for them to do that. It's not a skill.
I can do it. I just don't want to do it.
So anyway,
how dare you? He asked him about Megan, and he's like, that was the step I needed to grow. I'm going to move out. And Pedro's like, you're not ready to move out of your parents' house.
He's like, you're a mama's boy.
He's right.
He's like, you're not ready for this at all. And River, y'all, because River doesn't have any job. He's not in school. Like, he's doing nothing but just smoking pot, playing video games, yeah, and making, quote, music.
There's no money to be made from that music.
No. No.
They're practicing how he's going to tell him that he's going to leave.
This is great. When Pedro's like, practice with me. And Pedro's playing. He's playing Karen. It's really funny.
Thomas. And he basically says, and River just goes, what's the bookcase for? You don't read. And Pedro's like, maybe I'll put my shoes on it.
There you go.
And then he says, I just wanted to show Chantel I could do something. So it's this idea here, y'all. He's calling her bluff finally.
Yeah.
Of this. And it's kind of fascinating watching these, like, the cracks in the plaster.
It is.
I'm not saying it's good. It's just fascinating. They were always there, but you're really seeing it. And we got 14 episodes, y'all, and I think they're done by episode 14. Doesn't she serve him to put divorce papers?
I think so. You know, people say money changes people. I kind of think the more I kind of live through life,
brings out who you really are.
Yeah, Oprah says that about fame, and I think very similar with money, because when you have money, then you have options, and your options are open.
Right.
You have options to live the life you want to live. He was always this way.
Yeah.
So
let's see. Anything else in Atlanta?
I think that's it.
There's a little bit of Atlanta. This is The Office.
Oh.
We go to the office, y'all. He says, I can speak my language here. Everyone in the office speaks Spanish except for one woman named Bridget, who, y'all, you know that when they're going Spanish, 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 Spanish. And Bridget just goes, I'm sorry, what?
It's like, oh, what did you just say, cupcake?
Did you call me a flauta?
Y'all, and she's like, oh, I think I heard enchilada or enchilada. I'm pretty sure that, by the way, she looks at him, she repeatedly has dreams where she dreams Pedro is fucking her and she wakes up wet.
Bridget? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, y'all.
They all think that in the office.
Oh, my God.
Antonella, too.
Ooh.
Ooh. I do not think I would be surprised if Pedro actually physically cheated on Chantel.
That's the kind of rumor we know, but I don't know if it's true or not. Yeah.
I would be surprised because he was a victim of that. He was a victim of infidelity. But, you know, things are repeating.
I would not be surprised.
Really? How do you think how would he rationalize it to himself?
To me, I feel like this is going to continue where he feels unloved and dropped and not supported by Chantel. I think, though, that's going to... They're going to stop sleeping together because they're not going to feel connected to one another. Yeah. And then that's just going to go on and on and on. And they'll just gradually drift apart. And even so, he won't feel... I think Pedro is going to feel... They both probably will
feel this way.
He won't
feel anything for a while.
He won't feel anything. But also, I feel like just because this is how his mom and his sister is and how Pedro was raised... He'll come to a point where any empathy to her situation or understanding will be lost. And it's all like, you hurt me.
That makes sense. But I think what she will look back and say, well, the cheating is what ended our relationship.
Oh,
no,
I think
the cheating
will say that
was a symptom. The symptom was a late stage symptom of what happened.
Yeah, agreed.
And that's what I don't think she'll ever understand that part.
No.
Her and both of their complicitness in this.
Yeah, because you can be with someone who like blindsides you or whatever, and people are, and sometimes we're not all, but in this case, this is what's riveting about this, because in a good way, I think a lot of couples go through this.
Yeah. Yeah. Pedro is in the office. There's only poor Bridget doesn't speak Spanish. No. Antonella, the younger associate there, started at the same time. The boss put them together. And Pedro's closed 6 houses this year.
That's great.
They're at drinks. Antonella's saying things like, he's honest. He's a hard worker.
His ass is amazing. I mean, he's kind.
Yeah. But they're at drinks with the boss, Laura. And and she's talking about the trips that they get for their sales numbers. And y'all, this is right up Pedro's alley.
He loves
shit like
this.
He wants to, he's like, this is his American dream.
It is.
And so then poor Bridget, who just loves, doesn't love Mexico. She likes Tex-Mex.
She does.
She's like, well, you know, you forget a cat and the next step is kids. And Pedro's face. Because y'all, he is seriously, I guarantee you, Pedro does not, definitely, he doesn't want to have kids until he is, what he thinks of as successful. Because he wants to give his kids everything.
He doesn't think, if I have kids, I'm just going to have to take, Chantel's not going to do anything.
Exactly. And he's seriously probably thinking, if I want to have kids with this person.
Yeah, I think he's already thinking, I don't know if I want to be married to her.
Yeah. So he says, I invite her to drinks. And with my coworkers all the time, but she always says no. She says, I don't like them. I don't feel comfortable.
And she won't make an effort.
She won't make an effort with anyone, he says. So this is rough. Whew.
It is rough because the only model Chantel's seen of marriage, which she thinks is a healthy marriage, and in some ways maybe it is Seekitz, is Thomas and Karen. Well, he just does whatever she says.
He just, exactly. That is exactly what their marriage is.
She probably thinks that's what a marriage should be. You do what I say and I run the house.
And I'm the princess.
Nope. Because Karen doesn't clean. Karen doesn't cook. Also, I wish she would just say those things if they're making really good money. Because she's right. She's working a nurse. This is still post-COVID.
Get a housekeeper.
Just get a fucking housekeeper.
I wonder if Pedro would be okay with that. Because it's very traditional, that idea of... We don't need that. That's something Dominicans don't do that.
Possibly.
I wonder.
Yeah, that's true.
Should we go to Tijuana?
Let's go. There's not too much to talk about because it's just a lot of surgery.
Which I did. I fast forwarded it when I watched this.
But Winter goes into. They showed her stomach right out.
I did not watch any of it.
If you want to watch this, y'all, if you're not into that kind of stuff, skip it. Me.
Too late.
I'm a popaholic, so I love my Dr. Pimple Popper. I like to see it all. So, Chantel.
I don't enjoy seeing viscera.
Oh, I watched it while I ate Ragu.
Of course you did.
And so, she's in surgery, but it goes well.
They call Thomas after, and he's like, Écoute, and Chantel goes, that's French. She's like,
Karen says écoute.
Oh, and Thomas goes, aboute.
Well, no, Chantel, No, she goes, she says, escuche. And Chantel says to her mom, she's like, she says, no, escuche in Spanish. And that's where Karen goes, it's French. Like she is fluent.
And they keep, this is an interesting thing. They keep telling her that this is the first day of the rest of your life, Winter. You're going to have a different thing now. And then they undercut that with Karen saying, what if the surgery changes her into a different person? She needs to understand she's still the same person. I know you're trying to gas her up, but I don't know if this is the way to do it by saying, all your problems will be over, Winter, once you get this surgery.
Yeah.
Because that's not it.
It's not it.
Anyway, later Chantel is texting Pedro, and y'all, he's even a little bit distant, you can even tell. She's like, I thought he would stay home some more, but he works in the office 6 days a week. He does it because it's community.
Well, and also, she's an introvert. He's quite the extrovert.
Yep.
And he always was. He loved baseball. He loved group sport. Like, he's always around people, and that's what he loves.
And so he's going to get drinks with his coworkers again. And she says, it makes me feel like my husband doesn't like me and we're not friends anymore.
Yes, she said that he hardly tells me about work, but the way he treated me has changed. And she gets emotional.
I'm sorry. I just wonder if she would ever have the reflection to think, did I do something or did I change too? I don't think she changed, but maybe, in other words, she's just saying, my husband changed.
When I talked to her at that New York event.
Yeah.
She seemed very much like he's a user. He's an asshole.
Yeah, that's where she is.
That's where she is.
Yeah.
So.
Not a lot of reflection, I think, after that.
Yeah.
So this last little bit, y'all, in Tijuana, we're getting massages.
The massage cam was a stroke of genius.
One of the face cradle. I died.
I loved it so much.
I don't know who came up with this, but it was, and Karen's big old face in that face
cradle.
And kind
of smushed, and she's just sitting there talking like,
This is wonderful.
It feels great. This is renewing my force. And meanwhile, Winter is calling
Miss Oma,
as we call her now. Miss Oma. Who, y'all, this guy's running a Nigerian scan. He doesn't fucking care if she's had surgery or not.
I gotta say, you said this on you said on the watch along that he didn't need to know about her surgery. And I said, what if she died
before the somebody surgery? Somebody else to scam.
But I'm saying, think about it.
Yes,
he did. Because otherwise, she's not there anymore.
I probably would say, hey, I would tell Chantel, like, hey, this is on my his number. If I die, will you call him and let him know?
I'm not saying, I do think this is not a real relationship. But I'm saying, just for appearances, it seems like if it was a real relationship, you would tell this person you were getting surgery.
Yeah.
And she said that she was worried because Ja was very skeptical of surgeries. But it's almost like, but if you died.
And also Ja, we even found this in the Mary Cole and Sissy Detective, did a great job, but really talked about like Ja is just like tripled down on his misogyny and crazy cult ideas.
Yeah.
So it really shows that like full stop. Winter was in an abusive relationship.
Yeah,
for
totally
7 years. And so there's a lot of time that it's going to take her to do deprogramming.
Probably not getting into a relationship with a Nigerian national
is the way to do it. I hope this woman goes to therapy, like an actual therapist, not like a church therapist. And I don't think she probably ever will.
Honestly, I think they want to skip that part. That's one of the reasons they went to Tijuana.
Yeah, because she talked about it having less rigorous restrictions.
But he says, I support you. But the weirdest thing is she says, what if I were to come see you and I looked completely different? And I thought that is a very strange, loaded question to ask someone. Yeah,
how do you answer that? Okay, you know what, Poodle? I'm you. I'm a guy. I'm dating, and we dating. I said, hey, what if I come see you and I look completely different? What would you respond?
Is it for the better or for worse? And how different are we talking?
Okay.
Like, in other words, do you go lower like you do closer to Jabba the Hutt, or do you go up there towards Jacob Elordi?
All right. I'm glad you're being realistic.
On the Elordi scale.
God, there were so many New York gays who went as Jacob Elordi for Halloween.
Oh, really?
Oh, I saw so many gay Saltburn references.
That is, okay, that's basic. But they went in that kind of like, that outfit he had on.
Yeah.
I still think that Nicole Scherzinger costume, and then I saw a bunch of gays in New York doing it. Because you can't do anything. Gays ruin everything.
They do. Gay Halloween.
Halloween.
We get the last little bit where Chantel says, we are not do well, and I am keeping the problems away from my family. Thank God, to protect his image. She said, but I felt him pulling away before his new job. And she's brought this up before. Y'all, he used to be so into his video games. So it is funny. He's wanting Chantel to support him, but Pedro does have a history. Chantel has not felt supported by him because he would play these video games all the fucking time and pull away from her. So really, he should know better because he knows what it feels like. Or if they both should know better. But anyway, she said the video games used to be our only issue, and it's not about that. It's about him. And she says, this is really sad that someone believes it. She says, it's about that he doesn't want to spend quality time with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a horrible feeling to have.
I think she's probably not what he would look for in a friend.
No.
And I think that's the trick because they don't have values that really align.
That happens to a lot of people. They fuck. Yeah. It goes well. Yeah. They're attracted together, but they're like, oh, but I wouldn't be friends with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I got plenty of friends.
All right.
Let's talk about the DR. Just a little bit left over.
I almost forgot. No, how could
we
I?
Have a new character. Nicole works for the state, but as she says, in my dreams, I don't work. I want to travel and live a spectacular life, and I want a sugar daddy.
She does want...
Azucar papa!
Azucar, yes.
Azucar!
What would be...
Or Azucar padre, probably.
Because I feel
papa,
like...
Though.
It would be what?
Papa. Azucar papa or azucar padre. That's probably sugar father.
Sugar. Okay. Well, sugar.
Or papa de azucar.
Or padre de azucar.
But I think it would be papa.
Papa.
Father. Sugar father. That really wouldn't work either.
It does look like in the outfit she's in. I looked this up to say she looks like this is Chica Trabajadora. So
Trabajo.
It's like the Dominican version of Working Girl. And she's now Meg Ryan, everybody. But it's Nicole. Not Meg Ryan.
No,
Nicole.
Melanie Griffith.
Or Melanie Griffith. And why does everybody always confuse them?
They don't.
I do.
No, that those aren't the confused. Those aren't. No. No.
Okay.
Staline.
Y'all.
Is her runway teacher. Now, y'all, this is a fierce queen.
Oh.
A pageant coach.
If Jake lived in the DR, this is what he would be.
You would need to be this fierce.
I love that he's on the phone already, like probably totally faking an important call.
Totally. This bald queen, beglassed queen, bald and beglassed queen, looks her up and down and goes, muy linda. Not bad.
You know what? We weren't planning on doing this, but I think it's better because if anybody was born to play Stalin, it's you.
I'm just calling him Stalin, with the hair, like full black horse hair.
Yes. We are now going to do a reality gaze telenovela teatro.
Okay. Am I Stalin?
Yeah, because I'm always Nicole.
Okay.
You think I'm going to be Stalin?
No. I'd fight you to death.
Christina, play the telenovela music.
Pageant style.
Pageant style. All right. You start. You're on the phone.
I have a big deal coming up next week. And yes, tell the president that I'll get back to him when I need to.
Hola.
When I can.
Hola.
Oh,
hello.
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 Who might
Hi.
You be?
My name is Nicole. I'm your new student.
Is it now?
And you are my runway teacher. Aren't I beautiful?
Mm, very pretty. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
I guess I can work with this.
Oh, really? I heard you were the best, and I need to be the best because
I am the best.
Oh, you are? Oh, okay. I don't have model experience, though. No modeling experience.
Why are you here?
Not really a lot. It's been 6 years ago.
6 years?
Yes.
That might as well be 60 years.
Oh, okay.
And we're all dead after that.
Okay, well, just don't make fun of me. It's been a long time.
No, I will. I will, but that's fine.
Oh, no.
All right, walk, girl. Walk for me.
Clack, 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 clack.
Oh, there's a lot of work to do here.
What? You don't like my heels, my heels?
You're very raw, and there are prettier girls.
What?
Let me show you a walk.
Okay.
Let me show you a walk. Turn, 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 turn. That's how I walk.
Oh,
that's how you walk.
Adios mio, that was gorgeous. Oh,
I know.
Oh, how do you move your body like that? Please teach me, teach
me. My hips are double jointed.
Oh, teach me,
Stalin. The boys love it.
Okay, you're slut too.
Well, okay, try this. Okay, show me your walk. Okay, that's better. But now you're walking like a horse. Don't do that. It's very Lippenthaler Stallion.
Okay, here.
Okay, do it again.
Hold my weight.
Do it again.
I'll walk and hold my weight.
That's terrible. Don't do that either. It makes you look an idiot. Also, don't ask me if it's better. I'll tell you when it's better. The competition is very fierce this year. That wouldn't make top 15.
But with you, I can get very good, right?
No, you don't understand. I'm good. You're not. Hold on, the principal, the president's calling for me. Sorry, I can't talk with you now. I have Galliano from the grave.
Nancy.
This queen.
Well done. You did the whole thing. Yeah. He was great. When he said that last line, I'm good, you're not.
Boy. This is queen behavior of the highest order.
Highest. I think she does a pageant next episode, right?
I'm not sure. Probably. Maybe she starts it and maybe they finish it quick. That seems like it would be like in the last couple episodes, but maybe they thought they would, but the end of the marriage escalated so much that they had to put it earlier.
Probably. That's the show, y'all.
That's the episode.
Oh boy. What a great season. Here we go. There's no turning back now. We're into it. All right, it's the name of the episode. All right.
I get it.
Okay, I was just making sure. All right, everybody. That's it. We'll see you next week. You can do the watch along if you want to see us watch this in real time. You can join the $15 tier of Patreon or Supercast. Not available on Apple subscriptions. But if you're new here, that's great. If you did subscribe, though, via the Apple iOS app, you probably were charged a 30% fee by Apple. So we just want to let you know that if you don't want it, that's not from us. If you want to avoid that, you can join on Patreon without going to the website, like patreon.com.
Going into a browser.
To a browser.
On your computer, or even a browser on your phone.
Yeah, not that we want you to cancel and resubscribe. We're glad you're here, but we also just want to be transparent about that and let you know that some people, though, might be like, fuck it, I want it all in Apple, and it's easier for me to keep it that way. I don't give a shit about $2
more.
That's fine, too. Whatever you want. We just want you to be aware. All right, everybody, that's the show. You can listen to this if you're listening on Supercast or Reality Gaze, but you want to listen to this on Spotify, you can connect I believe both of those things. I know for sure, though, Patreon, too. You can connect to your Spotify and listen to us there.
Yep.
There's also comments there, and we do check the comments there, and we'll interact with you there as well. All right, until next week, this is Reality Gazed, reminding them what, Poodle?
Don't be stupid Americans.